Democrat insiders fear screwing up midterms. Gee damn it, man, it's so infuriating. By Wendell Hasebo on March 31, 2022. Democrat insiders are disquieted about the likely drubbing the Democrat Party will receive in the 2022 midterm elections. With 71% of Americans believing the nation is headed in the wrong direction, Democrat insiders whine to Politico about how difficult it will be to retain the House and Senate. According to a January poll, Republicans lead Democrats on a generic ballot by 12 points. The poll is significant because it reveals for which party Americans will vote without knowing the specific candidate. Things could change, said David Axelrod, an advisor to former President Barack Obama. But with only a quarter of the country believing things are headed in the right direction, the president sitting at a 40 or 42% approval and inflation at a 40-year high, the atmosphere clearly is not promising for Democrats to buck historical trends. Axelrod's hope that things could change was contradicted by Julie Rodzinski, a former top advisor to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. D. Rodzinski expressed that Democrats must not deceive themselves into thinking they will maintain control of the House and Senate, citing 40-year high inflation and soaring gas prices. We've got to stop fooling ourselves here, Rodzinski said. It would be a challenging environment, anyway, because the midterm election of an incumbent president whose party controls both houses always is. Layer on top of that concerns about inflation, concerns about the economy generally. Irene Lynn, who is managing Democrat Tom Nelson's Senate campaign in Wisconsin, echoed Rodzinski's worries but conveyed the Democrats' concerns are larger than policy failures. They just see it as, you guys are in charge, and you're screwing up. She said about the Democrats' inability to lead the nation past President Biden's manufactured crises. During Biden's presidency, more than 2 million migrants have been apprehended at the southern border. Fentanyl became the greatest killer among 18 to 45-year-olds. Inflation has soared to a 40-year high, gas prices increased to all-time highs, weekly wages shrank, supply chain woes have persisted, and the deadly Afghan withdrawal deeply embarrassed the nation. Kelly Dietrich, a former Democrat fundraiser, lashed out at Americans for turning away from Biden's party and towards the GOP. Dietrich's worries are confirmed by polling. 75% of swing voters in competitive districts say Democrats are out of touch with reality or condescending towards them. A National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, poll revealed last week. God damn it, man, it's so infuriating, Dietrich said outright, criticizing Americans for turning their backs on Democrats. It's easier to tear shit down than it is to build shit up. It's much easier to frame people who are actively trying to build and accomplish things as failing and incompetent than it is to provide your alternative solution. Our society seems to have gone batshit, he added. The midterm outlook has become so grim for Democrats that 55 powerful and influential House Democrats are reportedly financially stiffing the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC. The members are failing to pay the dues they owe, likely because of the great odds that Republicans will retake the chamber. Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has reportedly tried to force her members to pay their dues, but Pelosi is grappling with her own problems. Her approval rating makes her the most unpopular Democrat politician, according to the NRCC. The Democrats' challenges come November may increase if Republicans retake the House and Senate. Top Republicans are speaking about potentially impeaching Biden if they successfully retake both congressional chambers. I think that's definitely a discussion we have to have, Representative Jim Jordan said last week. Other than impeaching Biden, if Republicans assume congressional power after the midterms, they will also likely conduct probes into Hunter Biden's laptop, Joe Biden's relationship with corruption in China and Ukraine, and Dr. Anthony Fauci's role in funding the Wuhan lab in China. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.